106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
One of the biggest pet peeves for literally everyone is traffic on the highway. You hate it. I hate it. Amish people hate it. And they don't even use the highway.
Right.
But Katie says that something happened that justifies the traffic and the looky-loos rubbernecking.
You're going down the highway, right?
Right.
Traffic comes to a standstill. You finally realize why it is that there's so much traffic. The Wienermobile rolled over.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
You're telling me.
I'm digesting it. Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Pun intended.
I want you to look me in my eyes and tell me that you wouldn't take the time to take a picture of that.
How do you not?
Exactly.
How do you
exactly.
not?
Exactly. And that's how you know that, you know what? There are some rules that are meant to be broken. And this is one of them.
Was anybody hurt?
No, not a single soul.
Great. If that's the case.
A little burned on the side. If,
that's called charred. If that's the case,
yeah.
Not only are you allowed to slow down and take a picture, you're allowed to park next to it and get your picture in front
Pose.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay.
Because it's the Wienermobile. It's on its side. But let me tell you something, though.
Okay.
I grew up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where they make the chocolate. And do you know what Hershey has? They have the Kissmobile.
Okay.
Which looks like the Wienermobile.
Okay.
Except there are three gigantic Hershey Kisses on it.
Oh, you know what? I get your own ideas.
You don't
Hershey.
Even know which one came first.
I do. We all do.
It was the Wienermobile.
Of course.
But still, the Kissmobile used to break down all the time in town.
Okay.
And it was bad enough to live in a tourist town because summer times, forget about it. You're not getting anywhere. If you go anywhere near Hershey Park, which is basically Disneyland.
Okay.
And it is. It's like big like Disneyland. Yeah. You're going to be slowed down by tourists. When the Kissmobile broke down, it was like free tourism. Like it was like a free attraction for
of
the
course.
Tourists.
Yes.
And it was really annoying.
I mean,
but then again, at the same time, I didn't understand that because I saw the Kissmobile all the time.
That's just part of the landscape of your town.
I think I've only seen the Wienermobile once in my life.
Have you?
I think. Have you? I'm sure you have.
Maybe when I was a little kid, but
mine was a little kid.
I haven't had the luxury as an adult.
Yeah. Because when I was still like fire trucks are cool eligible.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That was when I saw the Wienermobile. And it was like seeing George Washington alive again.
Crossing the Delaware.
Yes.
Okay. I do want to tell you that anytime that there's a traffic jam, especially if it's just like a two-car pileup and everybody's fine, if that takes more than 20 minutes to clear, I call BS because guess how long it took before traffic started moving like
For the Oscar, yeah. If you're just joining us, by the way, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile rolled onto its side in a traffic accident in Illinois, and it caused a lot of traffic. Katie says it's justified. How long did it take to get the Wienermobile back on its wheels?
Yeah, and traffic moving again.
I don't know.
1 hour.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, also, I do have some, like, heartbreaking news. There's 6 Wienermobiles.
Well, I knew there was more than one.
Oh, I didn't.
It's regional. I mean, you got to.
I assumed that thing was just going up and down this country, just waiting for me to see it.
That's too many miles on the wiener.
Oh,
you can't have one Wienermobile for this entire great nation. You got to you got to divide it up. Not even quadrants. There's 6 of them: Northeast, Southeast, Midwest. And then
lower part.
Yeah. I mean, you need that one just for California, it seems.
When you say it like that, it does make sense.
Sure.
I just thought there was something magical, that it was just this one special thing, like spotting a unicorn.
Mm-mm, no. But, I mean,
so are there multiple blimps?
The Goodyear?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Then again, though, I mean, I don't think you put miles on a Goodyear blimp. I don't think you put miles on a blimp. There's no wear and tear, right? On
wind.
Sky. So, okay. Well, back to the Wienermobile. We're glad nobody was hurt.
Yeah, we're glad she's up and running again.
And we'll say this. If you ever stop and see the Wienermobile on its side, you're allowed to slow down traffic to take a picture of that.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Unless somebody died.
No, what? Nobody's going to die in that thing.
Thank God. Because if there was blood on the Wienermobile, too many jokes.
Also, to die in the Wienermobile, how embarrassing.
Can I tell you, that's one of my biggest fears. Not necessarily the Wienermobile, but I just hope one day I don't die in a way that morning radio shows will make fun of.
Okay, that's an entirely different conversation. I do not have time for right now.